Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Philippians chapter 4. For I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. This is the text. Last Wednesday, I preached at St. James for the weekly chapel service, and my assigned scripture readings were the readings for the National Day of Thanksgiving. I will take one of the three readings they assign. A lot of times, they correspond to the lessons for either the previous week or some at least around the same season of the year, and take one of them and focus on that. And I was planning on reading Paul's words from Philippians, which I did. Then I had them open their hymnals to page 324. We read the fourth petition, "Give us this day our daily bread," and the meaning, a variation of which we have already spoken tonight. I wanted to take the kids through the list of what Luther says and is included in daily bread. What God provides us is so much more than just the minimum of a hunk of bread that will keep our bodies functioning for one more day. And I wanted to show them just how much more than simply a hunk of daily bread that they receive from God. I was going to tie all this in with the Christmas child shoebox project that they were involved in, and we also have done that here at Our Redeemer through our American Heritage Girls. And so, you know, that was on my mind. There was also the day that each of the classes brought forth their canned food donations for the food bank, and they brought them up to the chancel and had them sitting up there in front of the rail, kind of scattered around in a way that made it really, really hard to get over to the lectern. Had to go down the stairs and then back up again. It seems like I get assigned that week of chapel almost every year, because I can remember traversing the canned good mountain more than once. And the kids don't exactly understand how to keep it all in one area. So, but that's okay. I worked my way over to the lectern, and I read the portion of Philippians 4, and my plan that day was to speak about what it means to be content, whether you have plenty or whether you're going hungry, whether you have an abundance or have real and daily needs. Be content with what you have. It has come from the hand of God. Be satisfied with what God has given you. Your clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home. And those are two different things, you know, when you think about it. A home is just, it's a lot more than just a roof over your head. If you have a devout husband or wife, if you have a husband or wife that is a devout child of God, you have more than all the riches of the world. So there I am, ready to share what St. Paul says about being content. And then the words came out of my mouth. He said, "You have so much more than you deserve." The rest of my presentation was relatively unplanned. We don't deserve even that hunk of bread each day to keep our bodies functioning. Looking back at the pile of canned goods in the chancel, said, you know, we don't give a test to people to see if they deserve to receive that food that we give them, because they don't deserve it. But we give it to them anyway. As Luther says, God gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. In Scripture, it says that while we were still evil, unrighteous, God chose to love us and give us much greater food than just a hunk of bread to sustain us for the day. He gave us the bread of life. He gave us His Son. And He still gives us His Son. Our Father in heaven has showered down gift upon gift to all of His children, even to those who hate Him. Because you love Him, it doesn't mean you deserve it. I don't deserve it. But He has chosen to give us our daily bread anyway. He has chosen to love us beyond measure. When we look at our lives in relationship to God, it's a lot like the Thanksgiving meal, and you and I are children sitting at the kiddie table. You know, no child seated at the kiddie table deserves to eat such a fine meal. You didn't purchase the food. You didn't prepare the food. You live in a home that you did not pay for. You wear clothes that you did not pay for. Such is the life of a child. We are given gift upon gift. We do not deserve it. But it's because someone loves us that we are cared for. As a child of God, everything worth talking about from this pulpit was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ or provided to you by the grace of your Heavenly Father. You did not earn it. You do not deserve it. But it is given to you anyway. Such is the life of a child of God. Those who sit at the kiddie table rarely have a true appreciation for the gifts they have been given. More than likely, those sitting at the kiddie table not only believe they deserve all of that is on their plate, but they probably think they deserve to be sitting at the big table. Such is the life of a child. Be content with what God has given you. You have a gracious Father who has not given you what you deserve. We come to Him this evening, and we come to Him daily and give thanks. And we strive to be content. We fail at it all the time because we are children. We will not ever properly give thanks. We will always be like that child at the kiddie table. But that's a good thing. Because I don't want to have to eat and provide by my own work. Because I can't. Christ our Lord has done that for us. And so I get to come and have provided a bountiful feast through no work of my own. I get provided more than I could ever imagine in clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home. We only need to turn on the TV and see how most of the world lives, to see that we have been so richly blessed. And we come before our Lord and give thanks. For He has provided our daily bread, but even more, He has provided a feast which has no end. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.